If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So as you guys know, I have been fully obsessed with Winter House this season, and it's sadly already at a close. But to help me recap the finale, I talked to influencer Remy Bader.
Remy's hosting a special shoppable live stream on Bravo TV Instagram on Black Friday, which is tomorrow, and there's going to be some surprise Bravo celebrity guests, so tune in.
And if that wasn't enough of a treat for everyone, in the spirit of the season of getting, we wanted to give everyone a little sneak peek at Real Housewives of Orange County. Although, yes, it's not really a peek. It's like a sneak listen.
Ooh.
So presented without context is a little clip we wanted to play exclusively for our Bravo Daily Dish listeners.
Get in my face and insult me. I didn't do any of this bullshit.
That's what you do if you're educated. You act like that.
That little tiny mini little bitch okay. That looks just like me, except I'm the better version of that.
You come with me. I agree. Hand on my back. All right, we're gonna go. We're just gonna go. All right, we're just gonna go.
So something clearly happens.
Well, it sounds like Emily is upset.
I could hear Emily. I could hear Gina. There were some other voices I was not so sure about.
Yeah, so who is she talking about, this mini-me? I know we do have a couple new wives getting introduced this season. I don't recognize any of them as a mini-me to Emily, but maybe that will change after we get to know some of them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, those are all the details we're getting, but it's definitely making me excited to see what that was all about.
It takes a lot to get Emily riled, so that's going to be interesting to see who is the first of the season to trigger her.
Yes. And as a reminder, the Real Housewives of Orange County season premiere is December 1st at 9, 8 Central.
Well, I'm excited to hear your chat with Remy. I sat this one out.
And here's that recap now. Remy, thank you for joining. I am so excited to recap Winter House with you.
Me too. And I'm so excited to be here.
Well, before we jump into it, you used to work at Bravo, right? What was that like?
I did. It was actually my first job out of college, which is super crazy and full circle that I'm working with Bravo now. But yeah, I worked there. I was on the PR team and I was like assistant to the whole team and two executives. And it was like a crazy first job to have out of college, and I learned a lot. I think I thought I wanted to be in more of the background and behind the scenes, and like now being that this came out of nowhere this year and I'm, you know, I guess talent and I'm a full-time content creator and curve model and doing all this, I am a little bit more into being the talent and on the talent side.
Yeah. Well, how did you make that pivot from, you know, first job at Bravo to what you're doing now?
Yeah. So after Bravo, I was really interested in working in the music industry. So I worked at Jay-Z's company Tidal, and then I got let go during the pandemic. So I, you know, really couldn't find any job in entertainment at the time. I was doing partnership marketing, and I kind of was like a little lost, didn't know what to do. I first looked into becoming a curve model, which was kind of my dad's idea. And I signed as a plus size model at a modeling agency in New York City, but things were still super slow during the pandemic. So I basically was just like bored and needed to find something to do. And I one day just like came across, you know, fashion curvy girl TikTok and was like, I'm just going to teach myself to do this for fun. Started teaching myself how to edit and just filming. And it was like, not until like the fifth video that kind of blew up, and that never purpose. I really was doing it to fill my time, never thinking it would go anywhere. And it's been 1 year and now this turned into my full-time job. So it's pretty crazy.
That's amazing. And still a Bravo fan?
Still a Bravo fan. I actually think it's funny because I feel like I definitely watch less TV now in general, just because I've been so busy, but like TV really is my like escape. So I always do say I almost enjoy it a little bit more because, you know, when it's your, I feel like it was, for me, it was work. And now that I'm kind of outside of it, it's like, I don't know. I like not knowing as much and like watching myself and just like getting excited to like see what happens myself and not really knowing the behind the scenes. So it's kind of fun for me. I'm definitely like, Summer House has been my favorite and Winter House. And then I love Vanderpump. I love a few of the Housewives. Like it's just, I love Bravo because it gets my mind off things, especially when I'm stressed.
It's funny because I feel like everyone who leaves Bravo, they take a break from it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then are able to come back and be like, okay, now that it's not my entire life, like I can just be a fan again.
No, that's literally what happened to me. Like I kind of stopped for a little and then now I'm like, oh great, now it's my relaxation. So it's like kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, and now you're working with Bravo. Tell me about Impulse Try.
My show Impulse Try with Remy Bader will be on the Bravo TV Instagram handle, and I'm super excited about it. It's going to be on Black Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and it's actually going to be on for 3 days. So it's going to be on that Saturday and Cyber Monday. And basically, for whoever doesn't know, I do realistic try-on hauls on my TikTok and Instagram where I, you know, try on different clothes and items, and I'm just simply honest about them. So we're kind of taking that to a more interactive setting where we'll be shopping a bunch of different products in real time, from beauty to fashion to home. And it's not only me, it's actually going to be some of our favorite Bravo celebrities as well. So I'm super excited about it.
And what items are you most excited about trying?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be so many fun products to try, again, in a bunch of different spaces. I usually try on in the fashion space, so I'm kind of excited to be showing items in beauty and home as well. And then the best part is that the Bravo celebrities will be showing and talking about their own brands also. So it's just going to be super exciting, and I'm just really... And the best part is that the fans can chat in real time and interact with us and ask us questions, so it's going to be awesome.
Great. Well, I think we should jump into Winter House.
Yes.
First of all, I mean, since we haven't been able to talk about the whole season together, what are your thoughts on this new show?
Oh, I love it. I am so into it. I already, like I said, love Summer House, but I think it's so fun because Winter House, like, I mean, to me, it's a little relatable. Like, I'm not a skier or anything, but I always with like my friends every year would do a ski house and we would all hang out in the winter, and we only did it for a weekend. So I cannot imagine doing it as long as they've been doing it and being in one house together, but that makes it even better with all the drama and everything. And obviously, like, I love like just the cast, and I think they're like so fun. And I think it's, again, it's just super relatable because they're more similar in age to me. Than maybe like some of the housewives and stuff. So that's why I love watching it. And I think it was a really like fun different series. Like I was just like waiting for it to come out. Like it was such a good idea, like a twist on Summer House. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, so getting into the finale itself, when we kick off with Sierra and Austin, because she had last asked him, you know, well, what's the deal with your ex? Are you guys still in contact?
Yeah.
And I feel like he was not giving like a completely 100% truthful answer here.
Like, is there something that like set it off? Are you guys still in communication?
We don't talk.
Is that like why you didn't come into the hot tub earlier?
Honestly? The hot tub thing, I'm gonna be totally honest. I just needed a f***ing beat.
Yeah. It's okay. Come here. It's okay.
I just didn't want you to think that I was hiding anything from you. You haven't asked anything. Which is amazing.
I just wanted to kind of leave that up to your discretion.
I know.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the guy, he's great, but like he's not over the situation. And I think that I don't necessarily think trying to move on is wrong. So I don't even think what he was doing was wrong, but Sierra is like obviously amazing. And I feel like it was messing with her head a little bit because she obviously didn't know how much she would like him and wants to move forward. And I think he's just a little more confused. I don't necessarily though think anyone's in the wrong. I think it's like no one thought that this would be the way that Winterhouse would end with them.
Yeah. I have to say, I kind of feel like Madison should write a book for women that's like a how to ensure your ex never gets over you. Because I feel like she has some amazing tactics. Like the fact that she she went to his house right before he left for Winterhouse to be like, don't forget about me. And then it's texting him like, you're not over me, right? It's just like she knows how to make sure he doesn't ever fully move on.
Yeah, like to me, like that's in the wrong. Like, I think like that's, you know, I mean, that's just relationship stuff. But like, to me, like, I feel like Austin, Sierra, like they're not doing anything wrong. Like they just like found each other. And I think at a time for him, though, I think he was just trying to get his mind off of his ex, not try and like move on to a very serious relationship.
Yeah, I think the only problem with that is Sierra not fully getting that message in the beginning.
But- yeah. Definitely. I think that she even said herself, like, she's just like, I'm a romantic, like I'm a hopeless romantic. Like this is how I am. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just like think they're in very different headspaces.
Right. Who was your sort of favorite couple to watch in the house this season?
My favorite couple. I mean, I honestly, like, I just like laugh so much at Kyle and Amanda. Like, I just think that like, they're just so funny together. And I obviously like know them in person as well and have met them a few times and they're just TV as in person. It's just so realistic and amazing. And I mean, you know, he does his thing. He gets really drunk and says stupid things, but then they're like fine and amazing in the morning and laugh about it. So I really enjoy watching them. It's just fun for me.
Yeah. I feel like they're made for each other. Absolutely.
100%. I love watching Paige and Andrea, but like, I think we all know we're like, where is that going to go type of thing. But like Paige to me can just get like, you know, every guy like falls in love with her. And I just love watching her interact with all these guys. It's so fun. And just being in a house like that, I think when you're in like a close, I think when you're in like a small place for a long time with people, you might also get closer to people that you never thought you would. And I think that's why when you like end something, it's like, where is this going to go after Winterhouse? I think realistically, are all of these couples going to stay together? Like, probably not. So right. I think it's like fun to see like, okay, where is this going to go now? Where, again, I'm sure a lot of people know where it goes now with just like how we know right now things are out in the press and who's with who compared to like who was together ending the show. But yeah, it was fun for me to watch.
Yeah. I just want to know why Jason and Lindsay aren't together now, because they were so cute on the show together.
I was wondering that too. I actually really, I really like him. And like, I thought that would maybe be like a good change for her, like, because he's just more, you know, chill and like listens. And like, I think that it's a good balance. So I was wondering the same thing and what happened with that.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's very cute. He's very much my type. Yeah. I think he's very
cute.
He's
everyone's type. Okay. okay. So with the big like to do of this episode, I feel was Amanda and Austin.
Yes.
And Amanda being like, what's the deal with Sierra? Like, cause I just don't want to run to her with the wrong information. Yes. So do you see it going somewhere or not? Do you think that that's her business to do?
I was talking to Kyle. He said that Austin, I don't think, is like interested in a long distance relationship.
Okay.
I believe in like finding out the full story.
As nicely as I can, none of your f***ing business. I have not had Austin, a chance to speak to Sierra, exactly. So it's none of your f***ing business.
Hold on, hear me out. No. You told Kyle.
It is none of your business.
You know, Austin, don't tell me it's not my goddamn business.
It's not.
Because you know who is my business? Sierra.
Okay, shut the up.
No.
Oh my God.
Dude, you're gonna talk to my fiance like that?
She's talking about things that she has no skin in the game.
Wow.
No skin in the game.
Everyone,
what happened? Okay, the reason I like get where he's coming from, like maybe it's not your business, I would never react the way he did. But like, right. I would be the Amanda in the situation. So that's why I like feel for her, because like, I feel like I just have like a lot of guy friends. And I also feel very like loyal to my girlfriends. And I do like being involved in their relationships and like helping them out on both ends, especially with they're going to vent to me about it. So like, she clearly thought she was doing the right thing. I don't think she was doing anything wrong. And I don't think she thought that he, and I don't think she thought Austin would react in an aggressive way, or she would have never said it. So I think she was just a little bit shook and taken back. And I would do the same thing. Like, she was trying to not upset her friend and just like find out. But I don't know. It's a tricky situation because she's clearly getting in the middle of their relationship.
Right.
Depends how you look at it.
Absolutely. I think it's very lucky though that Kyle was not in the right place to really like fully process what was happening. Because like, I think that otherwise he might be a little upset. More upset of how Austin was yelling at her.
I was just like staring and waiting. I'm like, wait, when is he going to say something? And I knew he would, like, of course he's going to have her back. But I think he was just, everyone was very confused because he came out of nowhere. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, he better say something. And then once he like stood up for her, I was like, oh, phew. Thank God.
And by the way, he's yelling at her with one huge hoop earring in.
No, that was the best part. I was literally like, what is happening right now? Like, and even in the beginning when I was watching the beginning and the eyeliner.
Yes.
And stuff, I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, I'm a little confused. Is this serious? Is it not? But when he was like running and being serious with the huge hoop earring, I was done. I was like, what? This is the funniest thing in the world.
My favorite part of the episode was when Craig was like, I don't know what life choices I made to get to this point dressed the way I am, but like, I'm happy.
I'd love to know the decisions I made in life to end up right here with you guys like this. All right, I'm completely okay with it.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's hysterical. And I like really hope that it comes back again and we get more of it, but at least we get summer out. So for now, that's what I'm waiting for next. I can't wait.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And I think I would just say, like, my biggest irritation with the show was that we didn't get to see Paige and Craig fall in love.
Me too. I think that's probably everyone's irritation. I actually was listening to someone else's podcast the other day, and they were just like, I just want to know how Paige and Craig like happened, and I want to see it play out. I even thought that it was going to be on the show and we were going to see it. That's why I was shook and so confused when she was with Andrea, because I was like, wait, she's with Craig though. So I didn't even know that that happened. So I think that was something like we all thought we were going to see and we didn't. And I want to know the missing pieces. Like, I need to know.
I know. Oh, do you think we'll get Craig on Summer House?
I mean, it's a possibility. At least for a few weekends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we know she met Patricia, so
yes.
I'm excited for that.
I'm so excited. It's going to be good.
Final thoughts on Winter House? I hate that it's ending so soon. I feel like we just started.
I think that was when I was watching the finale, I'm like, wait, this is over. But like, realistically, it's not as like long as the summer. So, I mean, I loved it. I think it was great. I think they should do it again. I liked how they kind of mixed up some of the people too. And we got some like new faces in there. I thought that was really fun. And I definitely think it should continue. Maybe even with like another type of thing, like not Winter House, maybe like Bahama House or like something like where they go away or something in the winter, and it's not a ski, like it's not a Vermont house. Like, that would be fun.
It'd be great.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Well, thank you so much for joining for this finale recap. Please let people know where they can catch you and all about the Impulse Try.
Yes, you can catch me at Remy Bader, R-E-M-I-B-A-D-E-R on Instagram and TikTok. And you can catch me on my show Impulse Try with Remy Bader, which will be Black Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on the Bravo TV Instagram handle. And it will also be that Saturday and the following Monday, which is Cyber Monday. And I'm very excited for you all to tune in.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys
at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me one more time. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.